USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is criticizing Democrats for blocking additional aid to a popular small business relief fund that has run dry.
The program ran out of money and shut down, just as I warned a week ago.
The senator continues,
"It's absolutely surreal to see Democratic leaders treat support for workers and small businesses as something they need to be goaded into supporting."
Treasury Department and IRS officials say they're working to fix a problem in getting Americans their stimulus checks. The Washington Post is reporting many Americans report either not getting the check yet or getting the wrong amount. Some parents say they did not get that extra $500 for each of their children under 17. Error messages are also popping up on IRS.gov. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Facebook. Since the beginning of the spread of COVID-19 and social distancing, people have turned to Facebook to connect with and take action to help their communities. To make it as easy as possible for people to support one another, Facebook is launching Community Help, a destination for people to help their neighbors most impacted by COVID-19. There, people can request or offer help in their community, such as delivering groceries to elderly neighbors or volunteering to distribute food through local food banks and donate to fundraisers. Emily Dalton Smith is the Director of Social Impact Product at Facebook.
"We're seeing people who are the most vulnerable or at the front lines of the epidemic using Facebook to get help and support with urgent needs. With Community Help, we're making it easier for everyone to be able to offer and request help."
Access Community Help at facebook.com/COVID support. That's facebook.com/COVID support.
People are seeking creative ways to maintain social distancing. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A new wristband is being tested that vibrates when the wearer becomes within 6 feet of another person. A dozen workers at a Ford factory in Michigan are trying out the buzzing wristbands to try to help them maintain social distance guidelines during the pandemic, and it's one of several safety ideas that Ford is considering as it prepares to resume production next month.
When astronaut Jessica Meyer launched to the International Space Station last fall, few people ever heard of COVID-19. Tonight, she comes home amid a global pandemic.
"We're talking to our family and friends, and we're watching the news feed, so it's a little bit difficult for us to believe that we are truly going back to a different planet."
Meyer and fellow astronaut Drew Morgan will return to Earth Thursday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As millions of Americans begin to receive their coronavirus stimulus check, many people are wondering what they should do with it. Well, according to financial expert Chris Hogan, he says we need to remain in conserve mode just in case things get worse and the economy doesn't open up as many people are anticipating sooner rather than later.
"I think a lot of people are anticipating another stimulus package or another something else coming down the pike. And I want people to understand these stimulus checks and these programs are just a Band-Aid. We have got to step forward and be proactive with a plan to help ourselves. We can't expect the government to try to save the day time and time again. So I'm advising people to go into conserve mode, begin to have a game plan for yourself for the next couple of months, but be proactive, scale back in your spending, be very intentional on when you do spend, but at the same time, be aware, and this is going to change our mindsets. I hope this causes an awakening across the country of how we deal with our finances."
Hogan speaking there on Fox News. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is urging New Yorkers to keep expectations low when it comes to beaches, pools, and other summer gatherings. De Blasio says right now there is no plan to open beaches and pools because of coronavirus-related restrictions.
"I don't want to create a situation where people start gathering. So if we bring out lifeguards and it's a situation where people think it's safe to go to the beach and it's safe to start resuming normalcy, it's going to endanger people based on what we know now."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.